I'd like to speak to you this morning. Lord gave me a message on the subject of kindness, love in action. The song that was just sung said, "Oh, to be his hand extended, reaching out to the oppressed." Do you realize that we all have a call and a responsibility to reach out to people around us today? And that is what kindness is about. Kindness is love in action. I've been meditating for a number of weeks, and as I was meditating, I was trying to think, what is kindness? What is kindness? So I'd like you all to help me out just a little bit, all right? If someone asks you what kindness is, what are some of the synonyms? I'm not asking for sentences. But what are the synonyms of kindness? What comes to your mind when you think about kindness?
Affirmation.
All right. Friendliness. Caring. Helpful. Considerate. Patient. Giving someone a smile. Having a pleasant disposition towards someone. What else? What was that?
Sacrifice.
Yes, sacrifice. Kindness is sacrificial giving of oneself. Anybody else?
Selfless.
Kindness, it's selflessness. Not self-centered, not self-focused. It's a mouthful, isn't it? Are you getting that? That's the reason why the Lord began talking to me about, and it's like, what kindness, what all? And I came to the conclusion very quickly as I began meditating and studying, the Lord is speaking to me, that kindness is very closely tied with love. Kindness in reality is love in action. Kindness is love in action. In the 10th chapter of Acts, in the 38th verse, the scripture, well, let's just turn and read it. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. It spoke about our Lord. And there's a lot of things that could be said about Jesus Christ this morning, but it's very noteworthy, something that is written here, recorded here in the book of Acts. Acts 10, 38. It says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus went about doing good. He went about with kindness, and that was love in action. Because the scripture teaches us to let us not love in word, but in what? In deed and in truth. So it's one thing for us to tell someone, I love you, and it's something else to show them that love by the words that we speak, but by the conduct of our life, by all of the synonyms that we're given here this morning: benevolence, care, compassionate, concern, friendliness, gentleness, graciousness, helpfulness. Hospitality, isn't that kindness? Hospitality, loving, patient, sweetness, tenderness, thoughtfulness, tolerance. Now there's one. Tolerance, understanding, and unselfishness. There's a lot in that. Jesus went about doing good. He went about ministering to the spiritual needs of people, but also to the physical needs. When people were hungry, he fed them, even though they had ulterior motives. He could have said, well, you're just here for the loaves and the fishes. It's the last thing I want to do is give you food when that's the only reason you're here. You ought to be here for your soul. But do you know if maybe you can reach someone's soul through the loaves and the fishes? Sometimes you can reach someone, it's not by going and knocking on your neighbor's door and saying you need to be saved and give your heart to God. Maybe you could just start by taking them a loaf of bread. Maybe you could just start by mowing their lawn for them someday, and they don't even ask. Just go out there and mow. Now, be careful, it's okay with them. You understand what I'm saying. Some people don't want you to touch their yard, and others, they'd be real happy. The point being is that kindness is love in action. And that is what reaches people, is through kindness. If you have relationships that you want to have with someone, start with kindness. Start with kindness. Show kindness. All of these things we talked about already, because that is showing what love is in action. The scripture says in the book of James as well, faith without works is what? It's dead. Faith without works is dead. Would it be true this morning, would you give me a little liberty maybe, to say love without kindness is dead? I mean, would that be a true statement? Faith without works is dead. Love without kindness is dead. So if we want to revitalize our faith, revitalize your faith by works, and let's revitalize our love by kindness, I would like to encourage you and challenge you today, let kindness be your mantra. We can have our doctrines right. I hope we do. And if we don't, all I can say is, Lord, we're trying. You understand? But we can come to service and say we're in the church of God, and that's biblical. And we can say, well, what do you teach? And salvation from sin, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, living a holy life, dressing modestly. There are some things that we don't do. And there are some things that we do, and we believe the kingdom of God is not literal, it's within. We don't believe in millennial reign, because when Jesus comes back, and we can have all these doctrinal points down. But I want to tell us something this morning. If we have all the doctrines down and have a head knowledge of it, but we don't have kindness, we have missed the essence of the gospel. Amen. I'm going to say it again. We can have all of the doctrines down. The theology is what I mean by that. And that's important. Y'all know that's important to me too. That's important. But if we have all of that and we leave kindness out of it, that's love in action, what do we have? What do we have? Well, I'm a Christian because I've got my theology right. Let us show the world Christ by the way that we treat them. Let's show our children what it means as parents. Let us show them what it means to serve Jesus by the way that we act in the home. Let us show my wife, my companion, that I love them and I am a Christian, not by what I say and by what I preach on Sunday, but by how I treat her on Monday. How I treat her when she forgets something. We've all forgotten something. I'm not picking on my wife. But the way that we respond when something isn't done, maybe like it should have been done. You might say, well, I got my theology right and I'm preaching on Sunday. No, it's how I treat her on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. Because we can have, this is what the world sees. We can go to work and people can say, oh, we're Christians. And they can see maybe we dress a little differently and we do some things a little differently. And we've got our theology down. And then something happens and we're carnal and we get upset and impatient and we're not thoughtful and we're rude, but yet we're Christians and we're soldiers of the faith. What are we communicating? We don't have anything. If that's all it is a shell of theology, keep your theology. I've been with people and I've worked with people that they had their doctrines and their standards. They had them down to a T and they just had it real good, and yet they were difficult to work with. They were difficult. There wasn't a sweet spirit. I would much rather work with someone that maybe is still coming to the doctrine and yet has a sweet disposition and a spirit of kindness, because that is more reflective of Christ than all of the theology and doctrines that we can have in our heads. Kindness. Kindness. I read a story about Lord Nelson, and some of you maybe if you're history people, if you're history people, you maybe have heard some about Lord Nelson. But this was in the 1805. It was right before the Battle of Trafalgar. And that was one of the greatest Navy battles in history with the British. It was in the Napoleonic Wars. And Lord Nelson, they had all of their ships there, and it was before the battle started. And there was, he looked over, I believe it was his lieutenant, and he saw that he wasn't looking real happy. He was looking a little frustrated, or see that he was a little bit down. And he asked him, he said, "What's wrong?" And he said, "Well," he said, "don't worry about it." And Lord Nelson said, "No, what's the matter? What's bothering you?" And he said, "Well," he said, in our attempt, we got all of the mail bags to go on," and these were sailing ships, you know. He said, "We got all the mail bags together and everything," and he said, and it had left, and he said, "I forgot the letter to my wife. It was still in my pocket," because he was there getting everybody else's, getting all these mail bags, and the ship had already left, the mail ship to England. And it was still in sight, and Lord Nelson had the signalman get up there and send a signal to call that ship back. He said, "Call that ship back," and then they sent out their little boat to take that one letter to that ship. And he said this, he said, "Hoist a signal and bring her back," the admiral said. "Who knows what that he may not fall in action tomorrow. We don't know what tomorrow holds. This man may die tomorrow." In other words, I want his wife to get that letter from him, because we don't know what tomorrow holds. And that story circulated among the fleet. That was, to me, that was love in action. That was an act of kindness. So, do any of us know what's going to happen to the person, people that we have contact with today? Do any of us know what tomorrow holds? What if the way that we are treating people in our life today, that they went out into eternity tomorrow, how would have we left them? What memories would we be left with? I want to encourage us to kindness this morning. Everything that we do, everything that we say, 1 Corinthians 13:4, when it's talking about love, very similar. It says, charity suffereth long and is what? It's kind. That's what charity is. Charity is kindness. We are called to kindness because God is love. And if God is love, God is kind. And we are to emulate Christ. And that was what he was about, doing good for other people. But we've got our doctrine. Oh, don't give up the doctrine. But more important than the doctrine is kindness and love. How are we doing? Can we do better? Can we do better this morning? Can we do better? Because where does kindness start? Someone help me out. Where does kindness start? Where should it start? To those closest to us. And who's that? Look beside you, I guess, right? Kindness starts in the home, doesn't it? Kindness starts in the home. You remember what kindness was? We went through a list. To show oneself, one definition of kindness says to show oneself useful. Show yourself useful to those closest to you. To our spouse, kindness is more important than all of our theology. Our children. I remember someone went to my brother's house when he had little children still, and one of the children, they had company. You know, when you have company, you want your children just, I mean, you want them to behave and you want them to keep things clean and you just want your children to be just on their best behavior, right? So one of his children spilled milk just everywhere. Just, it went everywhere. What is a parent's, I don't want to say what's your first response, because some of you may just be, "Oh, precious, it's fine." But I dare say there have probably been some occasions that your children make a mess, and the first reaction is to maybe give a little correction. You should have been more careful. And I remember my brother telling me that he was kind of touched, because the guests that they had said, "Oh, that's just fine. They didn't mean to do it, and they just went down there." And I thought, you know, that's kindness. With our children do need correction. And I did teach my children, you know, most accidents are avoidable. They are avoidable. I wanted to impart that to them as well. But do you realize that accidents do happen? How are we responding when things happen? I've had to remind myself, and I didn't even ask my wife for permission. I think it's okay. She's thinking about it. But, you know, the other day she forgot something. Maybe that's why I said that. And I had to think, because, you know, my initial response before I responded to her in my mind was, why? And then I had to stop before I say and think, you know what, next time it's probably going to be me. Do you realize that's what, when we start thinking about how we relate with one another, we've got to remember that, you know what, next time it might be me that forgets or spills the milk. And about the time you correct someone else, then you're going to do something. And that's what the Lord is a reminder to us, we're all human. But kindness is about how we relate with one another on a daily basis. It's wonderful. I'll use this for an example. Project Christmas Blessing is a wonderful opportunity to reach out to people in need, for those going and for those giving. When you give so much and you give something, you are literally changing a life. You are changing something. You are being a blessing to someone. Those projects are wonderful. But I'm going to come a little bit closer to home. We can have all of the Project Christmas blessings we want. I understand the point. But if I don't show that benevolence and kindness and thoughtfulness to those closest to me on a daily basis, what good are the big things? So kindness is really comes down to the little things in life, in the ways that we conduct ourselves, because charity suffereth long and is kind. Remember the story Jesus told of the Good Samaritan? And the priest, the man was beaten by thieves, laying on the side of the road. He was a Jew. And a priest came by and walked on the other side of the road. That was not kind. Kindness means sacrifice. It means getting your hands dirty sometimes. It means things that really aren't real pleasant. Kindness isn't about what feels good. Well, and then the Levite came by, and he walked on the other side of the road, and it was the Samaritan, the enemy of the Jews, as it were. He was the one that stopped and ministered to his needs and paid for his care and said, if there's anything else needed, I'll pay for it when I come back through. That was kindness. That was love. Who is my neighbor? That was why Jesus told that story. Who is my neighbor? It's whoever we come in contact with. And our neighbors start at home. My wife, my children, in the congregation. Kindness, that should be what defines us as a people, as love. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples if you have love. One to another. He didn't say by the way you dress. He didn't say by where you go to service. He didn't say by, you know, your theology, which all those things are important in their place. But he said, people will know that you're my disciples by your love. And I would just like to remind us that kindness is practical love. How we treat people in our life. A cup of cold water. Did not Jesus say if you give a cup of cold water to who? Help me out. Who did he say about giving a cup of cold water? To one of the least of these. To one of these little children. You've done it to me. Was not it Jesus that said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not? Taking time with the children. I'm too busy for that. Too busy. But does not kindness call to reach out to the little children? Isn't that what kindness is? That's what Jesus showed us. To reach out, just a cup of cold water. You may say, but I don't have a lot to do. I don't have a lot of money. Do you know kindness isn't about how much money we have? Kindness is about how we treat people. Kindness is about how we talk to people. Kindness is about what we do for people. How would it change our world if every professing Christian in our world treated everybody else as if they were Christ? How would it change our world? How would it change marriages today if everybody would treat their companion as if it were Christ? So every word I spoke to my wife, everything I did or did not do for her, I treated her as if it was Christ. Would it not transform homes? If every child, if every sibling, those of you with brothers and sisters, if you would treat, I told the children a month ago at children's meeting, I saw the little, is it a meme? I guess it was a meme, and it showed I think it was a fish, and it showed them all, help me, it was all smiley face, and then there was a shark there, and it was like one of them was me at church, and one was me at home. Or something. I got that a little bit twisted up. But it's kind of like this. We can come to service and smile and act all pleasant. But what am I doing at home? Siblings, when you go home, are you treating each other with kindness? Husbands and wives, the love and showing one another that I care with your thoughtfulness and consideration and selflessness. This is what it means to be a Christian. And we can have a facade of something, but the way we treat each other should be reflective of the values of Christ on a daily basis. The scripture in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, and actually verse 32, to save a little bit of time, Coulter said this is his memory verse this morning. He said, be kind one to another. That's doctrine. That is doctrine. Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Be kind one to another. Be courteous. Be thoughtful. Do you know sometimes it's easy for some people, they seem so gracious and thoughtful to everybody else, and then you get behind the scenes and see how they treat their family. It's like, whoa, what's wrong here? I had someone one time, and I've shared this, they came and they gave us a donation. It was years ago, and I appreciated it, but I wanted so much, and maybe I should have, maybe I failed. I wanted so much to say, go buy your wife some shoes. Just take this money back and go take care of your wife. It was because they were being sacrificial for us, but not for their wife. And I could tell some stories on that one. The Lord wants us to treat those closest to us with kindness. Be thoughtful. Be courteous. I think a good litmus test is, and I've seen some people not even care. It's like, I don't care who's listening. I'm going to be short with my wife. And I cringe when I hear that in public. You know why? Because I think if you talk to your wife that way in public, what do you do at home? But if we would treat one another in the privacy of our homes and our relationships like we do when everybody's around, would it change things? I hope it wouldn't. In other words, we need to be treating our families with kindness all the time, with love and just being courteous, as opposed to being ill-tempered and short and cantankerous. But learning, just be pleasant. You say, but I don't feel like it. Well, what does feelings have to do with it? Let me give you an example. The other night, it was, and please don't get me in trouble for this one, because this is a whole other thought. But it was after midnight, and I was hungry. You say, don't eat after midnight, don't eat after 8. I know, but I was still hungry. And I told her, and I said, I'm hungry. She said, well, let me go get you something. I said, no. You know, really? I did. I told her, don't worry about it. She said, no, I want to. You really think she wanted to get up at 12:15 and go make me something to eat? She actually did, I think. I mean, she acted like it. She did it with a smile. She told me, Michael, I want to. And it's like, I can do it. Well, okay, if you insist, honey. But you know how that goes. But the point being was this. It wasn't because she really felt like doing it in the flesh, but she wanted to. Being kind to one another is not always, well, I don't feel like, I'm feeling grumpy. Does anybody ever feel grumpy? Come on. Does anybody ever feel grumpy when you get up? That does not mean you have to act grumpy. There is grace for that. Be a saint. Be a Christian. Come and eat at the table of grace and say, Lord, I'm feeling grumpy, but by your help, I'm going to be kind. Do you know the Lord can help you with that? He really can. The Lord, and I know there's areas of all of us to grow. Some need to grow in patience, some in long suffering, some in joy. We all have to grow, but let's start recognizing those areas and saying, I don't have to act how I feel right now. I felt like before just telling someone what I thought. You may say, Brother Michael. Yeah, I felt like it before. But you know what? You have to come to the Lord and say, oh, it's not about feelings. Lord, help me to have the grace to be long-suffering and not just to bite my lip, but help it to close my mouth from in my heart. Because, Lord, I need something from you. Do you realize the Lord can help us to grow in these areas? Be kind one to another. Be thoughtful. Be considerate. Kindness is being selfish. It was mentioned, it's not selfish. It's not being self-centered. The choices that we make, whether it's in our home, in the congregation, the people we work with, the people you go to school with, let's not be self-centered people. It's not about what I want. What can I do to show someone else love? What can I sacrifice? Because, you know, kindness does take sacrifice. It's like, well, have you ever given someone something and you actually needed it more? Well, here's $100, there's a need here, and you need it a whole lot worse than they did. But that's not what it's about, is it? Kindness is about sacrificing. And if that means sacrificing financially, sacrificing emotionally and physically and sometimes spiritually. It means when I don't feel like it and it comes at a cost, but I'm going to show by God's help, I want to be kind, sacrificing, not self-centered, not focusing on myself, but focusing rather on the needs of someone else. Kindness is compassion and caring. Kindness is when you're busy and you stop the busyness to take time to be with someone else. That's what kindness is. Well, I've got things to do. But in my life, I've been touched by someone that took time for me. And they had other things they could have been doing. But they showed me kindness and love. And I remember it to this day. It touched my life because someone took time for me. Kindness is doing something for people without expectation. Well, I'll do this for you and you do this back for me. No, kindness is just about I'm going to show you love. Love in action regardless of what I get back from it. Kindness is being forgiving. I touched on that. It's being gracious when others mess up. It's being great. It's not holding it over someone's head. It's about letting it go. It's about releasing. That's what love in action is. That's what kindness is. And where would we all be in relationships today if people had not forgiven us? As parents, as children, as in the congregation, at work. Is there anybody here that hasn't messed up? I think my wife had to forgive me once, at least. Once, I didn't say how, in what time frame. Do you realize that kindness is just learning to, you know what, this is love in action. She makes a mistake today, I'll make a mistake tomorrow, but maybe we'll both make one today, but we can come together and love one another because of kindness, because of love. Letting things go. Forgiveness. It's forgiving mistakes. Kindness is being polite. It's being gracious. Just general pleasantness. Sister May, you said a smile. Kindness is about, and I can tell you my stories, and I have in the past. I guess I have the privilege of repeating myself now, don't I? I told you all about when I was in the airport. I've told it more than once. When I was in such a bad condition physically, and I was jerking, and I couldn't hardly walk. I was walking with a cane, and my body was spasming, and you see people looking at you, and I know they don't mean bad, but people just sometimes, in their best efforts, they send wrong messages, and they look at either trying to figure out what's wrong with that person, or they're weird, or what's wrong with their, and you could just see people looking at me like that, and I was walking down a ramp. I still remember I was in the airport, and a lady looked at me. And I still don't remember what the lady looked like, okay? It wasn't because she was some beauty queen or something. Please understand the context of what I'm saying. But I just remember this lady looked at me with and smiled at me, and it wasn't that, oh, you poor little thing. It was just, I just remember I felt warmth just flood through me. It was just acceptance and kindness. And I've remembered it now for 20 years? It was 20 years ago. And I remember what a smile did in my life. Your disposition to people makes a big difference. Just your general kindness. Kind words. And I did not want this to be a long message. Will you be kind to me? But I'm not quite finished yet. In the words that we speak, Proverbs 31:26 says she opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is what? It's the law of kindness. Why is it a law? I have to? No, but she allowed kindness to be what shaped her words. She let kindness be what the litmus test before she spoke. And do you know it's not just what we say? What else is it? It's how we say it. Okay, honey, that's just fine. That's just fine. Is there a difference? Fine. It'll probably be me tomorrow. Fine. We'll just... You can say words, but it's how you say it too. Kindness is not just, well, I didn't say the wrong thing, but I remember growing up, it was so important to my father that how we treated my mother and him. But I'll tell you, it didn't matter what you said. I remember we got busted if we looked at our mother the wrong way. Fathers, step up to the plate. Your child looks at mama the wrong way, they need to be, no, that's not going to pass in dad's house. Because that's my wife. You don't look at my wife that way. And we learned that real fast. It didn't matter. We didn't have to sass because we didn't. I mean, I'm sure we tried it once, but we didn't do that. But I remember it was just the look. I remember one time something happened, and I turned and just looked at my mother, and I got in trouble. And that was good. I appreciated that because it's not just what we say. It's how we look. It's our responses, kindness. Kind words. Kindness is not just about the grand gestures, but it's a willingness to make a difference in someone's life. So it's doing for other people. It's sacrificing. I remember it was Delmer Wilkins. I mentioned this to the Morgans a few weeks ago, but I remember Daryl Wilkins. Daryl Wilkins took me fishing. I was a young teenager, and he took me fishing one time, and he didn't say much. But he spent time with me, and he sit there and paddled the canoe while I trolled for kokanee. And I remember, I always have such fond memories of that, still to this day. It was like, because he took time and he did something with me as a young person, and it meant a lot to me. Is there someone in your life that you need to reach out to? Siblings, you know, you live with one another on a daily basis. It's so important that you all get along in your homes. And kindness, you be the one to step up and show kindness. Don't get cranky with one another. Don't be short with one another. Don't say ugly things to one another. But be thoughtful and considerate and kind. And it is so rewarding. I was in the hospital yesterday in Joplin. I was at the hospital for a while in Joplin. I was walking down the hall as I was fixing to leave, and I passed a couple of nurses. And I just turned to him. I just turned and said, thank you all so much for what you do. I said, thank you all so much for what you do. I said, I know sometimes you probably don't feel appreciated and it's not always pleasant work, but I said, thank you for what you're doing. And they stopped and looked at me and they were just like, oh, thank you so much. And it meant something to them. It was, and that was rewarding to me. So, and I told them, I said, you know how I know that? And they said, why? And I said, because I'm a pastor. And they said, oh, pastor, thank you so much for what you're doing. And I said, we're just going home fulfilled, aren't we? We're all doing good now. But the thing about it was this, that sometimes it's just that word of appreciation. As my wife brought me something and sacrificed to do, do you know what kindness was? not being just expecting that she would do it, but it was, thank you, honey, for doing that. Being grateful. If someone does something for you, don't take it for granted. If it's in your home, if it's people that, oh, it's just at work, and you just expect, well, that's their job, or that's what they ought to be doing. No, it's expressing appreciation. Thank you for what you do. So I'd like to thank you all for something this morning. Thank you all for being here today. I'm glad all of you came today. I hope you come back. I hope there was something that you can get hold of when we come to worship service that will give you a desire to come back to service and worship the Lord. But expressing thanks, it's rewarding. We stopped in Mississippi just recently. We were going to Louisiana and stopped down in Mississippi. And there was a lady of a different race that was walking down the road. And she wasn't walking real good. And I told her and I said, we cannot pass this lady up. And we stopped and picked her up, and she was afraid. She was scared. Her car had broken down. She ran out of gas, what it was. And she had sat in her car crying for 3 hours. And finally, she's like, I guess I'm going to have to go somewhere. And we stopped, and she was afraid. You know, she looked at us, and what's going to happen? And we stopped and talked with her, and she got in the car with us. We took her and got her gas, brought her back. And by the end, she couldn't hug on us enough. Kindness breaks down barriers between races. Kindness breaks down barriers between differences. It breaks down where there have been walls created in homes, where there have been walls created in congregations, where there have been walls created with your friends and at work and at school. Kindness can break walls down. So who's it supposed to start with? Lord, help it start with me. Help it start with me to break down those walls. Interesting fact, in the fast food industry, they say that the annual turnover is 170%. That's an old stat, I think, but it was one I came across. So they said that it's 170% turnover. They said they looked at two companies that focus on kindness in the company, being kind, and they really focus on that, and they said that their averages were about 24% turnover versus 170%. I think that says a message in and of itself, doesn't it? It makes a big difference. So as we close, how can we teach one another? How can we teach our children? How can we demonstrate this? By living it. Kindness is love in action. It takes intent. It's not about how I feel. Kindness is intentional. I'm going to intentionally be kind and thoughtful and not self-centered and sacrificial. So it involves a choice. The scripture in Colossians 3, verse 12 to 14, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, and he goes on. He said, put it on. So kindness is a choice. Let's make the right choice. Thank you for your time this morning. Amen.